I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. It's good to have you with us this Tuesday. We start with the big news about General Motors. It is tough stuff for many families who rely on the auto business. GM plans to shut down four U.S. factories. A fifth factory is on the chopping block in Canada. That's more than 14,000 lost jobs. The center of Canada's auto industry is Ontario. Oshawa is a city where you'll find the GM factory that's due to be shut down. It's about an hour's drive east of Toronto. This is what workers there were feeling after hearing the news from GM.
I've been here 28 years. I've been through a closure in Scarborough. I've been through a closure in London. I moved my family twice for this company. And they do this to me. It's terrible.
This is crap. I mean, this is the best car production facility in the world. And for this to happen is lunacy. You've got a lot of young people in here with families. Don't know what they're going to do now.
Thanks to our colleagues at the CBC for those voices. We caught up today with Colin James. He's the local union president in Oshawa and was driving to Ottawa when we spoke. By the way, James was on his way to meet with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and was riding in a Chevy Traverse, a GM brand. James says the auto workers he represents feel abandoned by the company.
I mean, our members have done everything to put General Motors in the positive position they're in today. Our members are proud to go into work every day and do the job that they do, and they feel betrayed.
Our members are proud to do the work that they do, and they feel betrayed. It's been a busy day for members of the local union. James's colleague was in the background there on the phone with another reporter. Close to 2,500 unionized workers and 300 salaried employees could lose their jobs in Oshawa. And as Colin James says, it's not going to be easy for them to find new comparable work.
Very, very difficult. We do realize we have good paying jobs,